Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 43, Special Instructions, Episode 6, How Lord Chaitanya Explained Very Elaborately the Import of the Harer Nama Shloka. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the ecstasy of Lord Varaha, the boar incarnation, and then got up on the shoulders of Murari Gupta. They both thus danced in Murari Gupta's courtyard. After this incident, Lord Chaitanya ate raw rice given by Shuklambara Brahmachari and explained very elaborately the import of the Harer Nama Shloka, which is mentioned in the Brihan Naradiya Purana. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyatha. In this age of Kali, there is no other means, no other means, no other means for self-realization than the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara Nama Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagat Nistar. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. For simply by chanting the holy name of God, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. This verse repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times for emphasis, and it also three times repeats Harer Nama, the holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. The use of the word Kevala only prohibits all other processes, such as the cultivation of knowledge, practice of mystic yoga, or performance of austerities and fruitive activities. This verse clearly states that anyone who accepts any other path cannot be delivered. This is the reason for the triple repetition, nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, which emphasizes the real process of self-realization. To chant the holy name always, one should be humbler than the grass in the street and devoid of all desire for personal honor. But one should offer others all respectful obeisances. The devotee engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord should practice forbearance like that of a tree. Even if rebuked or chastised, one should not say anything to others to retaliate. For even if one cuts a tree, still it never protests. And even if it is drying up and dying, it does not ask anyone for water. Thus, the Vaishnava should not ask anything from anyone else. If someone gives one something without being asked, then one should accept it. But if nothing comes, a Vaishnava should be satisfied to eat whatever vegetables and fruits are easily available. One should strictly follow this principle of always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and one should be satisfied with whatever he or she gets easily. Such devotional behavior solidly maintains one's devotional service. Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnuna Amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. One who thinks oneself lower than the grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, and yet is always prepared to give all respect to others, Such a chanter can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami concludes this episode. Raising my hands, I thus declare, everyone please hear me. String this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it on your neck for continuous remembrance. One must strictly follow the principles given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this third Shakshastakam verse. And if one simply follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, certainly he or she will achieve the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Recorded April 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.